Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 14, and Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. The Reverend Randy Ashbery is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Annunciation of our Lord is from Isaiah, the 7th chapter. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 1st chapter.
In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the 6th month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Today, the angel says to the Virgin Mary, "For nothing will be impossible with God." Next week, the Virgin Son will say, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you." Today, his mother prays, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Next week, her son will pray, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." When you serve the God for whom nothing is impossible, indeed for whom all things are possible, you learn the joy of submitting to the Father and his will. For Mary, of course, her yes brought temporal shame. You know what those neighbors were saying. You know what they thought of her. Unmarried and yet pregnant. Who's the daddy? You know the pain that no doubt pierced her heart when her beloved Joseph looked at her with a troubled eye and resolved to divorce her quietly. And yet she was willing to endure temporal shame, because she was also clinging to God's promise. She saw that she had a given task to accomplish in bringing about the great rescue of all people. And so with a mother's love, she would carry and give birth to and nurture a redeemer for everyone. And when she danced before her cousin Elizabeth, eyes brightly shining, and declared, "From now on, all generations will call me blessed." Those were words of a young girl who was scorned and shamed in her own village. And yet they were words of great faith. And they have come true. As the mother, so also the son. As we will celebrate next week, our Lord himself was also willing to walk the way of shame, the way of scandal, the way of the cross, and all in order to bring his brothers and sisters a blessing. Blessing to the whole human race. Adam, our first father, had taken humanity and given it to the devil, and the heritage was death. Our Lord Jesus, our brother, the second Adam, came to wrest humanity from the devil and give it back to the Father, and the heritage is a life that never ends. So for the joy that was set before him, he took on flesh from the Virgin and came into this fallen world as Emmanuel, God with us. For the joy that was set before him, the joy of returning you to the Father, he endured the cross. He despised the shame. And now he's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Not a physical location, but the position of all honor and authority. For the joy that was set before him, he offered himself the once-for-all sacrifice by praying to his Father, "Behold, I have come to do your will." And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Your brother, the virgin son, once put to shame, once nailed to a cross, now exalted and reigning over all people and all things, just as Gabriel had promised, just as Mary confidently believed, and all this because he prayed and lived, "Thy will be done." Will you join in this prayer? Will you say that you are the Lord's servant and that it can be to you as he wills? Will you tell him to take your own will, your own plans, your own dreams, your own ambitions, and crucify them so that his perfect will may be done instead in your life? When you offer that prayer, you say yes and agree to your life going according to God's word, even when it leads to the path of shame and suffering, of grief and sorrow. You see, Adam's children flee that path. They believe they were born only to satisfy their own desires, to be happy and content on their own terms. And so as they flee the misery, they fall headlong into it. For the path to joy leads through suffering, even through death, but the end is eternal life. It's the everlasting life that the virgin son brought down into our flesh. It's the life that the virgin son won for us all, the opportunity to share his unbroken yes to the Father's will. It's the life that the virgin son showed to be stronger than death itself. This is the life that he puts into your mouths today at his table. It is not a life of release from suffering. It is not a life of escape from shame in this world. It's much more than that. It's the life of communion with the Father in the power of the Spirit through the presence of the Son. It's a life that will finally be vindicated in you as it was in him, your brother. So come to the table today. Receive his gift that enables you to pray continually using the Virgin Mary's words and through her sinless Son, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Not my will, but yours be done." Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.